views expressed in this program are those of the participants.
I'm Danielle Metz.
And I'm Robert Vaughn.
And this is the Danielle Metz Show. I have a confession to make. Back when I was 13, 14 years old, I had a huge crush on Kiefer Sutherland. A huge crush. One of those teenage crushes that you get where you have all the posters on the wall and everything. Until I found out his grandfather was Tommy Douglas. And not only was his grandfather Tommy Douglas, because guilt by association I don't believe in, but he thought Tommy Douglas did the best thing for Canada by introducing universal health care. And at that point, it was done. So I followed the Sutherlands for a while, and I've always been a fan of their work, but I've always been kind of hesitant about their politics. And recently I came across a interview that Donald Sutherland, his father, did on NBC's Today Show, basically just to discuss his new show, ICE, on TV, and discuss his role in The Hunger Games and the new movie he was in with Helen Mirren in The Leisure Seeker. And they talk, and he's pimping products and jovially discussing his role. And then suddenly, he descends into the utter pit of virtue signaling. And I quote, "Helen Mirren came up to me on the set and stood in front of me and said, in the middle of shooting, you know, and I love her, and she said, you're the most privileged person on earth. And I said, you're joking. I mean, I've been very fortunate and I've had a wonderful life. But she said, no, you're the most privileged person on earth. And I said, how can you say that? And she said, you are a white male. The panel actually did a big intake, and the people on the panel was a white woman, a black woman, and a black man. And they seemed kind of shocked by this transgression from, hey, we're just talking about media and TV and movies, to you went all political on us. And one of them asks, and your reply to that was, and Donald replies, quote, there is no reply. I was ashamed. I was stunned. And I've gotten more ashamed. It's interesting to realize you are seen as an integral part of a group, many of whom are mendacious, misogynist, bigots, racist, and it's appalling. And then he pauses, and one of the panel members asks about his grandchildren, and he said, four grandchildren. And she said, what do you tell them to give them a hopeful view? And Donald replies, how can I give them a hopeful view? No, how can I give them a hopeful view? I have a wife, I have a daughter, I have a daughter-in-law, I have a granddaughter. What do I say to them? Their women's rights are gone? You know, the environment is gone? Minimum pay is gone? What do I say to them? How do I, you know? I can only say one thing. I am a Canadian, and that's what I am. And I'm like, really? That is the most smug, virtue signaling statement I've heard in a very long time. And that's saying a lot.
There were so many things that came to mind when I saw that, and you passed the clip on to me that anybody can see on YouTube. And that is, first of all, it's a repulsion, because I saw a man whose acting I admire, who may be a very nice person in person, much like Kiefer Sutherland. I bet you is probably a very nice man in person. But their politics is strange, and their psychology is strange. And that's where I started to go with this, was the psychology of guilt. And I started to think about a child who's browbeaten by their parents into thinking perhaps that they are stupid or that they're not talented, and even though they may be. But they grow up with the feeling that they may be stupid or untalented simply because they've been browbeaten into believing that. And then I came to think about an episode of Star Trek The Next Generation called Chain of Command. It's the one where Picard was tortured by a Cardassian and trying to make him say there are five lights when there are only four.
Yes, the Orwellian episode.
Yes, yeah. And near the end of the episode, Picard confesses that for a while there, I actually thought there were five lights. Contrary to everything else, his logic, his senses, and reality. And I'm thinking this is very much what Donald Sutherland and people who believe in this white guilt are thinking.
Stockholm Syndrome?
Not exactly. I wouldn't say Stockholm Syndrome, though I guess white males could be thought of as captive to this progressive ideology. No, I'm thinking it's more of a torture. A torture that's gone on, well, for Sutherland for 80 years. You know, he was born in 35, I believe. And for everybody else, it's a constant water dripping Chinese torture of you're white or you're white male. You white have something privilege. To be ashamed about. And here is Sutherland saying that I'm seen to be part of a group that is misogynist, racist, bigoted, mendacious, you know. And yet he's trying to say that he's not part of that group, and yet he feels ashamed.
Yes,
why
I don't
would he feel
that.
Ashamed if he's not part of that group?
How does he see himself as responsible for the actions of others? That's the part I don't understand out of all of this. Well, I am seen to be part of these people, but you're not that person. If you're not that person, then why are you ashamed?
Well, it's not just that. He actually buys into the lie that white males are, by their very whiteness and their maleness, privileged, which they are not. I found it ironic, of course, that here he is speaking to three interviewers from, what was it, NBC?
Yeah, it was NBC, Today Show.
A black man, a black woman, and a white woman. Not one white male among them, and yet here they are pulling in six, you know, seven-figure salaries, undoubtedly.
Yeah.
And they're privileged, but did they get that from their race and
well,
gender?
Well, here's the thing.
More likely.
Well, unfortunately, the way this is all set up is that that's what you initially go to is, well, you're here, but because of the way society has set this up, is that you think everybody has that, well, if you're not a white male, how did you get here? Because we all assume that white males are the only ones that get these jobs. So if you didn't get it, it's not about being the best for the job, it's, well, maybe there's like a hiring quota, or maybe there's some sensitivity training that other people failed. And it puts them in bad position, and
yes.
It's just horrible. I hate it. I hate all of this stuff. I wish we'd stop with the gender wars, and I wish we'd stop with the racial wars and the class wars.
Well, there's something about this that really rankled me, and that is the fact that it was almost tacitly accepted by all in that circle around that table that yes, whites are privileged, and yes, there is a many of whom are racist, bigots, mendacious, and misogynist. It's almost to say that, well, black women can't be racists or bigots or against men.
No, they can't. Don't you know? Only whites can be racist.
Exactly.
It's
so,
in their blood. Actually, that's what they've been stating now. Is it? It's in your blood. There was a, I saw a video recently where there's a black woman saying that, yeah, you're a white male. You can't not be racist because it's in your blood.
That in and of itself is a racist comment.
No
to
kidding.
Say that anybody holds a trait based on the fact of their genetics is racism. Or at least, you know, it's certainly not rational.
No.
Because people's character traits are not driven by their blood, their DNA. It's driven by their choices.
And their culture.
And their environment, yes. I would agree with you there.
Culture is a very big thing. I am not a racist, but I am a culturist.
It's true, actually. And I think that this is what has happened to Donald Sutherland and his ilk, is that they have been tortured, just like Jean-Luc Picard, into believing that there are five lights when there are only four.
Well, maybe when they make the next Star Trek Next Generation movie, he could be Captain Picard.
He'd be good, actually. I really like his acting in some
great.
Of the roles he's chosen. Helen Mirren, on the other hand, I have not liked. She's a good actress, but I dislike a lot of the productions that she's in because some of the productions, for example, the Ayn Rand movie, which was a panning of Rand.
Oh, yes, I remember
where
that.
Where she played Rand, Ayn Rand. The production itself was very anti-Ayn Rand. And, of course, you and I are very pro-Ayn Rand.
Yes.
So I would never take part in such a production, even if I was the best actor or actress in the world.
Yeah, there's a certain point where you have to realize that, yeah, you're just not. And it's not like she was in a position where, yeah, I'm starving and I got to take whatever I can get.
Yeah, no, far from it.
So she chose to do that.
Now, what about this I am Canadian thing?
That just speaks to me of the smugness of Canadians, that we think that we are superior.
Ah, now don't fall into the trap of grouping people together. I think it's the smugness of Donald Sutherland and the liberal left of Canadians.
Okay, well, you're still grouping when you say the liberal left.
Oh, but it is a characteristic of the liberal left. It's not a characteristic of Canadians per se.
No, but that has typically been how Canadians define themselves as not Americans.
I would disagree with you.
Okay.
I would say that it is, again, the left who are in control of the media and the government in Canada, who have, again, browbeaten us into believing that all Canadians think that they are the greatest thing since sliced bread because we are not Americans. I don't think that.
I don't think that either.
You don't think that. I don't know many people who do think that. I think America is a great country.
God, I'd love their constitution. Can we please have that here?
Yes. So, again, let's not fall into the trap, as it is so easy to do because of our culture, because of what we've been taught and browbeaten into believing, that Canadians are any better than anybody else. I think the American system of government is far better than Canadian system of government.
I
think our system of government is pretty good, given the alternatives
out
there in our history.
Relatively speaking.
Yes. However, there are so many virtues about the United States. So, no, I don't think it's necessarily the fact that Donald Sutherland, being a Canadian, thinks he's smug like the rest of us. I think Donald Sutherland, being a liberal, feels himself smugger than the average.
Well, but he can also remove himself from the States. That's the whole point, right? He's making movies in the States. He's making TV shows in the States. And he goes, yes, but I'm a Canadian. That, to me, is the ultimate form.
That's actually an insult to his
hosts.
Do
you think?
Saying that, okay, well, this racism thing, this misogyny thing, that's an American thing.
That's
I'm
an American
Canadian.
Thing. I'm Canadian. That's exactly what I took from that. Exactly where he says, the only thing I can say is that I am Canadian and that's what I am. So you live in the States, you work in the States, you make your money from the States, but you're better than them because you're Canadian.
It's always playing a card, isn't it? There's always, for the left, it's a race card. For Donald Sutherland, then this get-out-of-jail-free card, it was, I'm Canadian.
Yep.
Doesn't apply to me, sorry. I'm a leftist.
Yep. Hands off. We know Canada's socialist, so it doesn't exist up here. And that's what my values are, so therefore, I am not part of this. That's why I'm only seen as being part of this group.
But, you know, look at the word ashamed. He said he was ashamed. People in the comments on YouTube on this called it white guilt, which is a term we've heard a lot of.
Mm.
But to be ashamed, you actually have, or to have guilt, you actually have had to have committed an act that is shameful or would make you guilty. I don't know that Donald Sutherland has done anything like that. I don't think he's a racist necessarily, any more so than every other leftist is a racist.
Well, yes.
I don't think he's a misogynist necessarily. I don't think he's any of those nasty things that he's attributing
to
a lot
he
of
didn't,
white males.
And he didn't even say that he was. The only thing he said he was ashamed of is to be seen as part of a group.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why are you ashamed of that?
You are a white male.
Congratulations.
And not all white males are as you described. As a matter of fact, very few are, as in any group of people based on their color or gender or sex.
Well, yeah, I can feel dismay when women do stupid things just because they're going to think all women are stupid, but I don't feel ashamed.
Exactly.
Because I didn't do it.
Exactly. You know, just because somebody goes out and kills 59 people at a rock concert and he's a white male. Oh my God, I feel so guilty. That makes no psychological sense.
Nope.
There is a disconnect there.
Nope.
A disconnect there. Do we even assume that because he's white or a male that he did this because of his whiteness or maleness and therefore I should feel ashamed? That's bizarre.
And you know the left is going nuts with this. They're so happy it wasn't a Muslim. They're so happy. Yes, a white male with a bunch of guns killing people. Awesome.
Oh,
we
yeah.
got them.
So there's all that politics. I don't even know what to make of that particular shooting. It's just like it's dumbfounding to me. For me, it's all about motivation. And until we actually know about the motivation of that crackpot, then to me, it's just like I have to put this over here. And when I know more about the motivation,
the evidence.
I will file it under that particular motivation?
Well, the guy I heard earlier, I was listening to Bill Whittle's show, and they were likening it to the guy who went in the university clock tower.
Yeah.
And he ended up having a tumor the size of like a baseball in his head. So you never know.
It's true, yeah.
What motivates these people until you have the evidence. And we're not there yet. He
no,
didn't
we're not there
shout
yet.
Allahu Akbar or anything like that, which kind of gives you an idea of where they're going.
Yeah. ISIS took claim for it, but I mean, how are you going to believe ISIS, right?
Yeah, ISIS is, yeah, hey, people died. Woohoo, Allahu Akbar. They're good for that. But yeah, it just, the white guilt thing, though, is so, and it's getting worse because I see a lot of people starting to rebel against it, and I really have a fear this is gonna get
backlash. Yeah, I don't know. I think society today is, now you may be right, but I'm of the opinion I think society today would need a really good kick in the pants to rebel.
Well, society, Western culture, what society are you referring to? Because
Just Western culture, because that's the one that is being maligned.
Yes, but that's the one that is mostly associated with whites.
Well, that's fine.
Well, that's,
and it's absolutely true.
I know it's absolutely true.
But that's just a coincidence. The Western culture is a superior culture, but not because it was created by white people.
No.
Which, by the way, wasn't necessarily. If you look at it, it was created mostly by Mediterranean Romans or Greeks.
Yes, but they consider those white people.
Well, that's true. I mean, if you're going
they
to get into the
Jews
science.
They consider Jews whites now.
Well, actually, that's true as well.
Yes, but they're Arabs.
Well, if you want to get into the science of race, there's only, three races, right? Caucasian, Negroid, Mongoloid, right? And Caucasian are actually Indians of the subcontinent. That's Caucasus.
Yes.
So, yeah, if you want to get into the broad... See, here we are into the trap of grouping people by race.
Yes,
I mean,
I know.
So
that's
silly.
Why I hate it. That's
so
why
silly.
I hate racism. Culture, I will argue culture, because racism is irrelevant. You're
you know
an individual.
What culture
I'm
I love?
An individual.
I love Japanese culture. I really love Japanese culture.
For what?
I like the style of their culture, their art. I like the way their society is structured. Having been there, I mean,
I remember when you went.
I said, it's like, this is amazing. I could live here. It's just such a pleasant place.
They do have a little kind of oddities that make the rounds on YouTube.
Oh yeah, don't we all? But no sculpture is perfect. But the thing is that just because Western philosophy, let's not say culture, Western philosophy, I think, is superior to the rest of the philosophies in the world because it is pro-individualist, pro-individual rights.
And Japan also had their constitution forced on them by the United States after World War II.
Proper bloody thing, if you ask
yes,
me.
Yes, and look at their culture now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they prospered.
That's out of those oddities.
Remember
before
the 50s, everybody thought Japanese made crap. Everything Japanese yeah. made was
and
terrible.
The, yeah, and now it's like, oh, hi, Sony.
yeah, and then after World War II, and then MacArthur and the boys
yep.
made them adopt a culture, a constitution. Now
well,
they're
and prospering. In all fairness, that constitution did guide their culture.
Yes.
So it's Absolutely. He. They put the to the point where they became very productive. It amazes me how much they advanced in that short period of time. But look what they advanced based on. A constitution provided by
the Americans. Yeah.
Well,
getting back to Donald Sutherland, I can only say this, that as a white male Canadian, I feel ashamed.
And as a white female Canadian, I'm exempted from that shame because I'm female. All right, I think that's it for today. So take care and behave yourself. We'll talk to you soon.
If you've enjoyed this presentation, visit www.justrightmedia.org for more programming that's not right-wing, it's just right.